Coming up on American Parlor Songbook. Join us for sketches, stories, and songs recorded live in Lake Arrowhead, California. Take a number and fill out the paperwork. It's a show about bureaucracy. Retired actress Martha Young forges her birth certificate. Comedian Haley Jones enforces the safety regulations. And singer-songwriter Matt Coleman performs his acoustic pop.
Too long, you're going to have to do it again from the beginning.
That seemed okay.
No, this introduction has to come in at exactly 59 seconds.
Well, that was like 20 tops.
And we need to do the banter after, so we need that time,
right? Well, aren't you wasting that time right now?
No, this was a whole hilarious routine that was prepared, though.
Actually, I think this is pretty funny. I think we should just stick with this.
We'd have to file a request with the Public Radio Commission and make those changes. Too much work. Take forever.
So. All right. I'll start over.
Quickly now.
Coming up on American Parlor Songbook.
Then we're out of time.
From the Tudor House Theater in Lake Arrowhead, California, this is American Parlor Songbook with your host at the piano, J.P. Houston!
Hey, thank you, folks. And on the other microphone, I have to file a 742 request form to get a snuggle in edgewise. Julie Van Dusen. Bureaucracy. Commissions, administration, government. A maze of red tape winding its way through forms and filing cabinets, hard drives and servers. And on the front line, the human behind the counter. Some old agent. Edna. Now that's a government body that no one wants to see. It's not her fault, though. She's just the face at the front of the beast. You know, just doing her job, right? Maybe the whole thing is a necessary evil. There's a lot to keep organized in a functioning society. There's a lot of T's to cross and I's to dot. In Edna's case, it's her I's that are crossed. That's another story. That's neither here nor there. Like her knees. We can't blame her. We can't shoot the messenger. Maybe it's like a baby taking its medicine. He doesn't want to take it, but he needs to take it. I don't know. Maybe it would all just work itself out in a libertarian utopia, you know? No regulations, no forms, no hoops to jump through, just pure liberty and no bureaucracy whatsoever. There's no government at all in Somalia, and they're doing great, right? There's no bureaucracy below my piano, and, well, I can't guarantee I'm meeting regulations on wearing pants.
Line 'em up, from the valley to the ocean. Got a lot of pencil pushing due before the day is done. Stack of papers, tall as towers, climbing high up as the sun. Tell 'em what's what. Yeah, line 'em up.
The earliest bureaucracy was in ancient Sumer. A class of scribes arose. They would keep track of the harvest, you know, dole out the spoils, right? They wrote it all down on big clay tablets. The filing cabinets were huge. The Egyptians took it a step further and they administered a civil service. Someone had to keep track of all those grains of sand, I guess. And they were, of course, really strict on their regulations about ornate headdresses. They had to be fabulous. I'm not sure about the banking system. The banking system, I'm guessing that it was some kind of pyramid scheme. Sorry about that. I had to get a pun in somewhere. Now, the Byzantine Empire's bureaucracy was downright Byzantine. An incredible complex hierarchy of lords, presidents, and proconsuls. They called them the bearded ones. Maybe because you sat in line so long, you could watch them grow their beards. Speaking of long beards, the Chinese Han Dynasty, they developed a complicated bureaucracy based on the teachings of Confucius. His teachings like, before you embark on a journey of revenge, dig two graves. Shred the paperwork in one and push your accountant into the other.
Line 'em up, from the valley to the ocean. Got a lot of pencil pushing due before the day is done. Stack of papers, tall as towers, climbing high up as the sun. Tell 'em what's what. Yeah, line 'em up.
The Brits, they were real sticklers. They founded modern bureaucracy in the 18th century with the Department of Excise, all about tax collection. the Department of Excise. They really carved it out of you. By the end of the century, one in 1,300 people worked in it. At some point, you got to figure that someone had to line up and file something with themselves, like a snake eating its own tail. Well, that's when you start to wonder, is it really there to keep things in order, or is it just started serving itself for the sake of itself? Well, the right wing starts shouting smaller government, lower taxes, but they still want a huge military and more expensive bombs. Whereas the left wing wants fewer pot regulations and bigger brownies. And bottom line is, no one wants anyone telling them what to do. But left to their own devices, the right walks around with pistols strapped to their hips, and the left get naked and run around at Burning Man setting stuff on fire. Someone's got to regulate that a little bit. Unless we just send the militias to Burning Man and see what happens. If it gets out of hand, we can just put a big counter in between them and have them take a number, slow things down a little. Maybe computers could solve it. I mean, so far so bad, but maybe computers could solve it. Artificial intelligence, they can get it all sorted out at hyper-efficiency. Have it all run seamlessly in the background, issuing licenses, citations, delivering documents, maybe even take over the legal system, depositions, arbitrate, weigh justice, trials by a jury of 12 peer-to-peers. Well, the computer couldn't be any more unfeeling than your average DMV employee, so probably work out. I guess we do need some sort of bureaucracy to keep it all running, keep us crazed monkeys organized. Society is rules, and rules require paperwork. Just don't make it redundant, and it won't be redundant. What do I know? I can barely string a lousy monologue together and keep it organized. We're going to line up and file some formal requests this week, see if we can't put on some sketches, a few songs, maybe a story. Stick around and take a seat. It'll probably be about an hour.
Line 'em up, from the valley to the ocean. Got a lot of pencil pushing due before the day is done. Stack the papers tall as towers, climbing high up as the sun. Tell 'em what's what. Yeah, line 'em up.
Well, as always, we are bound to offend someone out there listening. If you do take issue with something here on the program this week, write your complaints down on sheets of standard 8x11 paper, mail them along. All complaints will be filed carefully in a 1,000-degree furnace in our basement. If we've burned your complaint and you still don't feel satisfied, you can tweet me directly at @thejphouston. You never know, you just might get a response on the air. Now, our musical guest this week is a good friend. We're happy when he joins us on the air. From Redlands, California, a great singer-songwriter, ladies and gentlemen, Matt Coleman.
Yeah, sitting in frustration of my life situation of I don't know. Yeah, sitting by my bedside thinking of you tonight, well, I don't know. Oh, wishing you were here, it's only a wish that I know. Yeah, life's pretty crazy, constant set paving of I don't know. Have a little faith, yeah, yeah, yeah. Have a little faith, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, morning light is on me, still you will find me saying I don't know. Been a crazy night of praying, long night of thinking, yeah, on my own. Try to find peace in the moment, peace in the silence, though you don't know. It's okay to be just like that. Everyone feels like that when they're on their own. You have a little faith, yeah, yeah, yeah. Have a little faith, yeah, yeah, destination. You got a problem, won't you let me know? Though I'm bad at directions, which way is north? Well, I really don't know. Maybe we can share our confusion, show where we reap from what we sow. But the only comfort I can give you, girl, is you're not alone. And have a little faith. Have a little faith. Yeah, have some faith. Have a little faith, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Matt Coleman, let's keep it going for him. What a beautiful, heartfelt song from our friends from the Midlands Collection.
American Parlor Songbook is now available on PRX, and we're excited to be adding some new stations this season. Well, we're always looking for more ways to subvert the airwaves, so information is available on our website about how to suggest or request a local broadcast. We're also recording live episodes all year, bringing the program and our guests to venues all across Southern California. Our schedule is available online at our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com.
G15.
I've got 17.
G15.
And I'm the only one in here, so...
G15.
It's just me, 17.
G15.
And there's nobody here but
G15.
Me.
G15.
They obviously left.
Last call for G15.
Finally.
G16.
Oh, God.
G16.
It's just me.
Sir, whoa! I'm going to have to ask you to take a number... and wait your turn.
I have a number, 17.
G16.
Oh, my.
G16.
For the love of God.
Last call for G16.
All right, let's go.
G17.
Yeah, I'm right here. That's me, 17.
No, I'm sorry, sir. You're B17.
But I'm the only one in here.
Sir, please, take a seat.
All right, I'll go all the way over there and take
B-17.
A seat.
B17.
Oh, come on.
B17?
Yes, 17.
And what can I help you with today, sir?
Oh, I need to apply for a permit.
Well, you're going to need to fill out a form C287, sir.
All right, thanks. I'll take a form C287 then.
You're going to need to line up at the next window and collect that form.
All right, fine. The next window.
Yes, sir. Window number 7.
Okay, but I'm going to be back. Next window. Okay, 7. Here we are. Hello? Hello?
Hello, sir, and how may I help you today?
Come on, it's you.
How can I help you, sir?
Well, you could have helped me by handing me the form over at the other window.
And what form do you require, sir?
You just told me it was C287, yeah.
All right, thank you, sir. You're going to bring this to window 8 and take a number.
All right, let's get weird.
Window 8, sir.
I can see you.
B18.
I can see you walking over there. Come on.
Last call for B18.
B18, I've got it. Here.
How can I help you, sir?
Well, I have form C287, like yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Form C287 has been discontinued and replaced with R1087.
So I'm going to have to go all the way back to Windows 7 and take a number again.
Don't be ridiculous, sir. I have it right here.
Oh, sure. I'm being ridiculous.
Thank you for admitting that, sir.
I was being facetious.
All right, you're going to fill out lines 1, 7, 14, 22, and 37.
Okay, 1, my name, good. 7, address, got it. 14, buildings, hold on. Building site, I'm not building anything, I'm going fishing.
If I may be so bold, sir, why do you need a building permit to go fishing?
I don't.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. It is against regulations to build anything without a permit, fishing-related or otherwise.
All right, look, what I need is a fishing permit. I'm not building anything.
Not without an R1087, you're not.
No buildy. Fishy.
I'm sorry, sir. This department doesn't handle sporting permits.
Of course it doesn't.
2 floors down on 6.
6th floor sporting permits.
6th floor, window 11.
Now, I'm not going to have to go all the way down to 6 and then have to come all the way back up here to see you again for some form, am I?
Okay, you're being ridiculous again, sir.
Okay, let's be ridiculous. I'm going to the 6th floor, window 11.
Yes, sir, you just head on down, take a number, and I'll be right there after lunch.
Well, I think it's about time we heard another song from Matt Coleman.
Say a whole time a time to the roots and play. Yeah, a whole time a time to the roots and sway. Hey, now lock me up and now hold me tight. With the sweet music, everything alright. Whole time a time to the roots and play. Yes, say, old time a time, old time, what a old time a time, old time. Old time, time, old time, what out of old time, time, oh, whoa, 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 time, time, to the roots and play, oh, play. Now, old timey, don't need no walking cane. That with the sweet music, everything the same. Hey, now first you rock and then you roll. Hey, let that music, baby, just shake your soul. Lock me up, hold me tight. With that music, everything all right. Oh, time to the roots and play. Mm-mm, they say old time, old time. What out of old time, time, old time. Old time, time, this is old time. What out of old time, oh. Whoa, 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 time to the roots and play. Mm-hmm. 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 I say old time to the roots and play. Now say old timey, don't need that walking cane. With that sweet of music, everything the same. Now first you rock and then you roll. Hey, let the music, baby, just shake your soul. Lock me up and hold me tight. With that music, everything all right. Oh, time to the roots and play. I say, oh, time, yeah, oh, time, what out of old time, old time, old time, time, says old time, what out of old time, oh, whoa, 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 time to the roots. Oh, time to the roof. Oh, time to the roof. Hey, play.
Matt Coleman. Some of our listeners may remember Matt from his other great band, Hobo Jazz. And, of course, he also plays with Coleslaw, another great Southern California act. Information about Matt and Coleslaw's music is available on their Facebook page, Coleslaw Music. Let's have another song from Matt Coleman.
Yes, say, baby, 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 now can't you see? I don't belong to you, well, you don't belong to me. Baby, oh, can't we agree just to love each other all through our life? Babe, let's not fuss, no fight. If the feeling is good, let's hold each other tight. I say, baby, oh, can't we discuss about making sweet love tonight? Once we start, babe, it's contagious. Once we start, those feelings will grow. Hey, say, baby, oh, kiss me sweet. Hey, pick your own spot, it don't gotta be my cheek. I say, baby, let's set up a meet and greet. Yeah, in these arms tonight. Babe, let's spoon. All in these arms, you'll be real soon. Baby, I know you like the tune of making sweet love tonight. Ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, 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 oh. Once we're done, I'm sorry it's over. Once we're done, I gotta go. I told you so, baby. I've done sexy, I'm feeling satisfied, and you're still wanting me, baby. About the birds and the bees and making sweet love tonight. That's right, yeah, making sweet love tonight. But no, not twice, making sweet love tonight.
Matt Coleman with another great original song. Brown bricks and Georgian forms, stacked three stories up with windows upon windows, halls as wide as channels, with flecked cement, glossy floors, and big, big doors of every color, yellow, blue, brown, orange. Orange like the sun on an airbrushed van. And gray, gray faces of the office ladies, the vice principals, and the old school nurse. Midnight, your average Tuesday. I'm wide awake and trying to keep the volume low enough on the set so I don't get busted. Late, great movies. That's what they called them on the local UHF. They were late, great movies, but they weren't often great movies by many standards. But they were to me. Aliens, pom-pom girls, ooh, slime, roller skates. Old 1950s and 60s prints dug up in the bargain license department and rolled after hours on the 1980s station run by aging hippies. God bless them and their beautiful smut. Not even the natural need for human sleep could keep me from outer space, or scantily clad ladies, or better still, scantily clad space ladies. Yes, sleep can wait until tomorrow on my desk. Betamax dubs of 16mm shorts delivered valuable classroom lessons like, why is my big brother getting hairy? And electricity, don't touch it. Somehow, the projector warble, that sound, it managed to make it across the transfer from film to tape. 17-minute lectures on how to safely ride a bicycle, and not a single kid therein wearing a helmet. Make sure to signal by raising your left hand to stop. And don't forget to use your bare head as a tire stop in the event of an ice cream truck collision. When the older siblings aged out of room-share dimensions, they got bigger, right? So my beatnik parents were forced to expand back, deep into the backyard, with an out-of-place addition on the house. A cheapo 80s construction monstrosity just slapped on the back of a tiny Georgian bricker. They put an extra bedroom at the back, but it never crossed their mind to give it a doorway. There was no way in, so they knocked one through the bedroom in front of it. Now, the only way into my teenage brother's room was through mine to the back and then through the door. So even after the late great movies, the leftover 5 or 6 hours for me to get some sleep before school, they'd get eaten by wafting Pink Floyd from the groovy room next door. Far enough from the parents for all-night cloudy noise, with little me as the buffer and smoke filter. The great Canadian bureaucracy grew bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot to file in a functioning social democracy, right? A whole class of civil servant arose, baby boomers in beige pants and flowery blouses, and the men too. Standard-issue stubbornness and sticklerism. The only class of Canadian who didn't say sorry. No sleep, no interest. My dumb kid head was too tired to tune in and learn, and too full of tunes and monsters from the video shows and the late great movies, right? School was for the birds, and I did everything I could to get out of it. Mom, I'm sick, fake cough. Any hallway gig, my hand went straight up, take this to the office, all right, I could do it. And meander for 20 minutes. Anything to move that standard government issue clock hand closer to 3 p.m. The pencil pushers on the arts councils in the deep, boring offices of the Capitol decided that Canada wasn't Canadian enough. The big stars and stripes and bombs bursting in air from south of the border were creeping in on our airwaves and bumping our masterpieces about British Columbian loggers or hitchhiking tundra huskies, bumping them right off the air. So they mandated it, 20% Canadian. Any radio or TV station had to be 20% Canadian content. Now, if there's one way to get truly exciting programming, it's definitely government mandated. The 1970s free-for-all was coming to a close. No longer was a kid free to skateboard helmetless into the back of a stranger's van. You couldn't just smokestack out a billion styrofoam McDonald's burger boxes like the good old days. And they even had the gall to start removing the asbestos from the schools, along with the new rules, health regulations. At school, your TB shots in the hallway, and when in season, when an outbreak was brewing, the mandatory lice checks. That old gray nurse picking through every single kid's hair like a mother monkey and shoving the infested out the door for the rest of the week. No exceptions. My 4'10" mother juggled a million kids, all atop 6-inch heels with a huge Italian afro to keep her just off balance, right? She could barely keep track of all our names. So that tight weekday school schedule was the only thing that kept it all afloat. Kept it together, right? And when you were sick, you threw a wrench in it. No more days this year, nobody. I don't care if you're green and gasping, you go to school. No exceptions. Infested, stay home. No exceptions. You kids go to school. No exceptions. One of them would have to give. Staying home was a trade-off for a fakey kid. Right? You had to play sick. Sick kids can't have fun. You can't just hop on your bike and go blow out your stolen quarters on licorice and Pac-Man. No, you're committed. Once you fake barf with oatmeal cookies, you're committed. You get to miss school, sure, but you can't do much in the meantime. It's a win-lose. The bugs were spreading. The kids were dropping like flies. Half the class was out with lice. Who wants bugs, though, right? Well, there's no rule about fun and bugs, no. Fake sick, no fun, but you get a head full of critters, you just itch a little, right? It ain't bed rest they prescribe, it's just special shampoo and 3 days off. 3 days, just itchy. Oh, yeah, I'm getting lice. I found reasons to put my head against every kid for 20 miles. I even went to a sleepover and plowed around through the pillows head first, sprinkled bug-friendly snacks in my bangs for bait. Health regulations are great, but not necessarily for the intended reasons. Jackpot, Mom sighs. Oh. Yeah, you got him. Oh, yes, 3 days off. Not so fast, she says. No exceptions, remember? You're going to school tomorrow in this hat, under wraps. You're not missing an hour. And when you get home, we're going to shampoo you up, and well, that nurse is going to be none the wiser. You got it? Yeah, got it. Foiled. I made the gallows walk back to boring school in the morning. Half-empty school. All those other lucky, infested kids out having fun. Me in my hatted shame under those strict no-exception orders from Mom. In through the big swing doors, down the echoing hall, groans of the kids chained to the desk. Up to my classroom door and straight past down the hall to the nurse's office, arm out with a hat full of 3-day vacation. Health regulations. Sorry, Mom. 3 days of whatever itchy fun I want. No exceptions.
Out the door, cut the wheels side to side. Wind it bangs on an afternoon ride. Free for hours, playing catch with the sun, shooting jacks with the stars, when the world was ours.
APS is on Twitter at Parlor Songbook, and you can find information about the program on our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com. Now, we love hearing from our listeners, and there's a contact link there on the page. Sometimes, I'll even answer your letters in a song on the air. So, if you need advice, or it's your grandmother's 100th birthday, or you just plain want to tell us how much you hate the program, just write J.P. Houston Sings in the subject line, and you never know, you just might get a response on the air. And welcome back to American Parlor Songbook here at the Tudor House Theater in Lake Arrowhead, California. Now, here to make sure APS follows strict regulations, self-proclaimed safety instructor, Safety Sue.
Oh, hi there. Thank you, JP. It's a real pleasure to be on the show tonight. It's my first time on the radio. I'm always nervous, my first time. Hey there, everyone. I am Safety Sue, and for those of you who don't know me, I am professionally passionate about safety. Today, I'd like to talk about the government. Now, in the past, I have found that it's safer not to talk about the government, especially with large groups of people that you don't know very well, because, you never know. But crazy times call for crazy things. I like the government because it creates regulation, and safety needs regulation to thrive. My experience with the government, however, has been, less than I would have hoped. I think that many of you can agree with me here. Yes. My first time with the government was when I ran for it at my elementary school. I was very nervous. I was in fifth grade, and boy, oh boy, did I think I could make change. I was running for treasurer. Yep, so I would need to be good at making change. I was so passionate about it. I had a poster where I glued pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters to. It was good sense. I glued those coins onto the poster so that everyone could tell that I had made a financial investment into all of our futures. My slogan was, Sue, the change you want to see. Looking back, my classmates might have thought I was promoting suing people. But I wasn't, because my name is Sue. Also, looking back, it might have been illegal to glue actual money onto paper. I am sorry about that, and I hope not to be arrested should any legal people be listening. It was a long time ago, and I'm sorry. I will not do it again. Anyway, I had high hopes for this election, and as it turns out, I was not the change that fifth graders wanted to see. I guess they didn't want to make change. I lost not only the election, but also someone stole the money off my posters. So, if at first you don't succeed, try again. So, I ran for government again. This time at my high school, for student council. I thought that that was a little less ambitious than treasurer and more practical for my skill set. You know, overseeing safe choices at school dances, like continuous monitoring of the punch bowl, not having a punch bowl, and limited use of streamers. You know, little known fact, streamers can be very dangerous. We were asked to write speeches so that we would share them at a school assembly. I wrote a poem as my speech to both laugh, heal, and treasure my past failures, and of course, to win. Here is my poem speech. High school is not over just yet. For time, we still have memories to make and share. Believe it or not, we still have to care. I will take action to work hard without any distraction. I am fun, easygoing, and free. Open to all sorts of ideas, so please, vote for me, because you have the choice. Vote for me and choose a good voice. I will not just wear the polo. Side note, the student council had these killer polos. They were really super cool. I would have looked great in one, all black with a popped collar. Well, you know. I will not just wear the polo. I will wear the polo with pride. I stand here before you looking to win a spot in next year's student council. I can't wait to begin. So, if you don't vote for Sue, I'll sue you. Well, just kidding. Vote for who you want to. Thank you. So, I thought that I had the cat in the bag. Not that I condone putting cats in bags. I learned that lesson the hard way. So I lost that election, and my cat too, unfortunately. So no student council polo, no cat, and another failure. But if it's second, you don't succeed, try again. So in 2016, I thought about voting in the presidential election. Yes, that's right. I thought about it. And 2 years later, people still ask me, who did you vote for? And I think the safest choice is not to answer that question. Thank you so much.
International self-proclaimed safety specialist, Safety Sue, everybody. How about that? And that was, of course, our good friend, comedian and actress, Haley Jones. You can find information about Haley on our website, thehaleyjones.com.
We have just about enough time for one more song from Matt Coleman.
Thanks, Brother JP. You guys have been an awesome audience, man. Here's a good night song, though the night is not ending, but it's a good night song. Now, I wrote this song by watching The Little Rascals. It sounds nothing like The Little Rascals, but
sun is down, stars calling out. It's moonlight symphony. Yes, they're calling as leaves are falling. Rest your head and dream. I'll sing. Sing. Ooh, 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 sing. Sing. Crickets crooning, yes, it's soothing. In its moonlight symphony, love is sleeping though time is creeping. Rest your head and dream. All now sing, sing. All now sing. Are you away? Cause the plans that you made, it's not too late all to stop. Quiet, but the stars ain't silent in its moonlight symphony. Love is sleeping, though time is creeping. Rest your head and dream. Oh, sing, sing. Oh, now sing.
What a nice song. Moonlight Symphony, a beautiful song.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to American Parlor Songbook. APS is produced by the American Parlor Company, presented by KVCR, and available on PRX.
Wendell.
Find information about the program on our website, American Parlor.
Wendell!
Make it quick, Martha. I'm exhausted.
Well, you can sleep after you explain to me why you told everyone at that party that I was in my 90s.
Because you are.
I haven't even hit my 70s yet.
Martha, I've known you for more than 70 years.
Well, then we must have met when I was a baby.
You were dancing nights at the Black Cat.
I was a precocious toddler.
Although I agree that you had the temperament of a 2-year-old, you were most certainly in your 20s.
Well, my birth certificate tells a different story.
Because you forged it.
It's perfectly legitimate.
Just because it's in a filing cabinet at the Hall of Records doesn't make it an incontrovertible reality.
Obviously, you've never met a bureaucrat.
But I did that night when you made me the wheelman for the great City Hall caper of 1952.
And if you had stepped on the gas like I told you to, he never would have chased us down.
I went as fast as the scooter could go.
Who brings a scooter to a cat burglary?
If you're just dropping something off, Martha, I don't think it's technically classified as a cat burglary.
I was dressed as a sexy cat, wasn't I?
That was a coincidence.
No, I intentionally scheduled the caper for Cat Suit Tuesdays.
Could have been worse, could have been Birthday Suit Thursdays.
Well, whatever day it was, it worked.
Changing the year on the certificate doesn't change the truth.
No, it doesn't by itself. I had to do the works, you know, license, passport.
Felony.
They wouldn't try a juvenile as an adult.
Well, and if you'd been caught, you would have remained an adult.
But I wasn't. So ipso fatso, I'm only 69.
It's facto.
Yes, it is a facto.
Birth certificate aside, I don't understand why you're so concerned what the condo board thinks about your age. They're all nonogenarians.
Nonogenarians? I knew it. Aliens.
No, Martha. Nonogenarians in their 90s.
It's imperative that I am the youngest person in any room, Wendell.
That explains the diaper and bonnet when we visited the Johnson's great-granddaughter.
Oh, that little strumpet. She's always trying to steal the show.
You might spend a lot less energy worrying about your age and more time exhibiting a little maturity.
It's how I stay young, Wendell. You see, the young have no impulse control, so I've been suppressing mine since the 40s.
Being underdeveloped isn't a point of pride, Martha.
No, no, you have to be developed in all the right places. The chest and the hips.
The ego.
I am the most humble person I've ever met.
Clearly.
Well, next time anyone asks, you tell them I'm 69.
Too late, the cat's out of the bag around the condo, so just own up to it and be proud.
Oh, those soup brain nonagenarians won't remember.
It's recorded in the minutes.
Who takes minutes at a party?
Norma Rosenberg.
Ah, that old stickler.
She spent 50 years as a civil servant. It's hard to break the habit.
I suppose it's time for another caper. You go get the scooter.
We're not breaking into the Rosenbergs again.
Again?
Yes. Last time, when you attempted to steal the lockbox containing the poolside nudity votes.
That uptight ninny locked the lockbox in a lockbox.
I told you. She takes her protocol very seriously.
But, Wendell, I don't want to be 90.
Condo minutes or not, there's no way to change reality.
Obviously, you've never tried vermouth and ayahuasca.
No, but I have seen a 90-something-year-old lady do. Spend the next 3 hours riding a wild pig through the Peruvian jungle.
Too bad the shaman wasn't taking minutes. They would have told you that I met my spirit animal who told me the secret to eternal youth.
That pig?
No, Dick Clark.
Wait, Dick Clark is your spirit animal.
Well, it could have been a rubber tree plant. I don't know. I was on vermouth and ayahuasca.
And what did Mr. Clark, or the rubber tree plant, impart to you on this fantastic journey?
Age is nothing but a number.
Smart plant, nothing but a number. So just accept it and be as young as you feel.
No, he said age is nothing but a number, so change the number.
It's measured in trips around the sun, Martha. You can't make it spin the other way.
Oh, it's all arbitrary, Wendell. I could have been born on Mars. Then I would only be 47.
I don't follow.
Time is a human concept. What's a year? On Mars, it takes twice as long to go around the sun.
Well, this is getting deeper than I expected.
Well, I put a lot of thought into this, Wendell. I'm an expert.
All right, go on.
First, age is just a number drawn from happenstance. It's an accident of exact mass, orbit, and speed of the Earth.
You're very articulate when you're desperate.
Second, time isn't experienced at any given tempo. Yesterday may have taken a year for you, but it could have felt like an hour to me. It flexes and it contorts. It's like one of my sexy dance numbers.
Descriptive.
And third, if you make your life interesting enough, you can live forever.
It's like I always say, you do make things interesting.
And I've packed more into it than 100 Mrs. Rosenbergs.
Well, then wouldn't that make you older? Experientially, I mean.
No, you're not paying attention, Wendell. No, I'm timeless.
You do seem to defy convention.
And so can you. Just let go of the rules. Stop worrying about gravity and time, and be however old you want to be.
I'm happy growing old, Martha.
And I'm happy defying the rules, staying young, keeping you entertained.
Well, it was pretty entertaining when you did that puppet show with Mr. Rosenberg's toupee.
I was 6 years old at 8 o'clock tonight and 25 at midnight.
Or when you went for the swim in the champagne fountain.
And I was timeless as I walked away.
Yes, but still 90-something in the condo minutes. Now, I am feeling a little guilty about that.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right. You can make it up to me tomorrow when I'm a hardened 46-year-old crook with the skills to swap lock boxes.
And me out front revving the scooter, feeling like a teenager again.
Oh, that's perfect. I'll get the condo blueprints and start planning.
Yes, dear, but In the morning. Even the timeless need their beauty sleep.
Oh, all right. But not until you sing me my song.
It does always make me feel young.
Martha, the sun has bowed its head. Our friends have all gone home to bed. We've burned the candle end to end. Remember what I've said time and time again. Every evening ends, but you don't need to fret. I'll hold you through the night. Deep sigh, my love, sleep tight. Run out to sea, gently streaming as you dream, right here by me. Martha, the moon is on its way. On pinhole skies, the palm trees sway. Tomorrow is another day. Remember what I say. Though a day will fade, another one is made. Never be afraid, I'll be by your side. Sleep tight, my love. Good night.
Good night.